You're on the red couch with Burn right now, and you sitting here with one of the most illustrious, super, magnificent, elegant.
It's the adjective for me.
Nah, you know what? I gotta make sure I introduce you right, because right.
I respect it.
And that was one of the last words I was gonna say. Respectful young ladies that I know.
Right.
She goes by the name of Essence.
Yeah.
Essence, how you doing?
I'm good, Burn.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through.
I told you I was.
You're on the red couch with Burn right now.
It's really a red couch. It feels so good.
Yeah. Well, hey, ain't nobody like, never tell me that. I like the way I got the couch. Ray Moore and Flanagan.
This is a nice
couch. Still paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Still paying
for it. Send your donations into Red Couch with Burn.
I'm in collections.
So this man can pay off this couch.
Nah, it's already paid for. So you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I had this idea a long time ago. I had the red couch, you know, and I was like, let's do this. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm glad everybody's tuning in right now.
Hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. Christmas time is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. Mm-hmm. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
Where niggers are smoking and all. I don't know. I was going to remix that shit.
Now he tried to bootleg the remix.
Yeah, what you getting for Christmas? What you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. I don't like gifts and stuff like that. Like, I don't... Like, what? If it's my birthday and stuff, I don't be like, I want this for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I never been like that. Like, I never was like, oh, somebody got to get me something for Christmas. Or I desire something that I specifically want for Christmas. I should get it whenever I want it, not...
So what about growing up, though? You didn't...
Growing up, I'm not going to like... My parents had a lot of kids. They had six mm-hmm. kids. So mm-hmm. my parents, what they would do is, what I remember... They would get us whatever was the most expensive gift that we wanted. I think they would get each of us that one. We would just get one gift because that's what they could afford. They got to stretch it for six people. Dang, they would just get
six, it was six of y'all?
Six, yes, growing up, yeah.
But you had how many brothers and sisters you had?
I have four brothers and one sister. Four brothers,
right. I remember that. You had four brothers.
Right, that's with my parents, though, but they have more kids, though.
How is that? It's like, that's rough, right? Because, like, if you got four brothers, that means that you gotta grow up rough and tough.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm like a rapper. Like, that's why people like, they're like, you're feminine, but you're still like masculine in a way. And I'm
punch
like,
I was like face.
I was a tomboy growing up. I had four brothers. I didn't have mm-hmm. like a female, you know, like role model that's like dressing up and getting cute. My mom doesn't wear makeup. Mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. doesn't do her hair. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I had to learn all of this stuff like growing up on my own. My brothers were what I knew, playing video games, playing sports.
Who's in the, are you in the middle somewhere?
I'm the middle child.
All right, yeah. So now let me ask you this question. Did you ever miss, like, who got the best gifts? Was it, like, you, or was it the oldest, the youngest? Like, how did that work? Because I'm in the middle.
I'm not gonna lie, I did get the best gifts because I was the only girl. I remember my parents, like, mm-hmm. if I went, I got the Easy Bake Oven, the Mrs. Fields Baking Factory, like
damn,
everything
why you
that
calling,
I wanted.
You call it old school shit.
But that's what I used to get mm-hmm. as a kid. Like mm-hmm. I remember, like my dad would buy me, because I was the only girl. So I guess it was like they would see like stuff that would make them want to buy it for me because I was mm-hmm. the only girl. I remember my dad brought me these baby blue Tims. Mm-hmm. I never seen this color again in my life. It was these powder blue Tims that came out.
Powder blue.
And my father brought those for me.
Was they like, it wasn't dark powder blue, they had like cream soles?
It was like a blue, like you see the color of your sponge? It was like that exact color.
Oh yeah, I remember those. I remember
fire.
Those.
Fire. I'm not gonna lie, those. My parents did, especially my mom, she did get me more stuff than my brothers. But they didn't really desire things, I guess. Like, they were boys. They just wanted a pair of sneakers.
Because girls get everything. I got a daughter, and I buy her
But it's so much cute stuff
single
for us.
Thing. And it's, everything is cheaper.
Exactly.
And that's crazy because, you see, this is why y'all get away with murder as women. Now, I'm going to tell you right now.
Now we get away with murder.
Y'all get away with murder because you get to go to the store and buy some cheap shit and still look good in it.
That's not our fault. We know how to maximize. That's not our fault.
But if we buy something cheap, it's like y'all notice, like, I know you got on a fake version of whatever it might be.
That's not even true.
You got on the fake Gucci's.
You
got
to pick wisely what you...
Don't buy the fake version of anything. basically.
Well, as a man, no, because anybody would be able to tell. But I think it's about how you accessorize your fashion. Like, I'm not a name brand person. Like, I don't wear anything name brand. Like, if you notice, if anybody that knows me know, I don't like labels. Like, I'm not into
that's
that.
Dope.
So I could have one. I could have one a $10 outfit right now. Does it look like it's a $10 outfit?
No.
Exactly. But you wouldn't
know. It looks
know.
Very expensive, folks. It looks very expensive.
That's something you wouldn't know, because I know what to pick that's gonna look appealing without
that's
the label being on it.
That's
it's
dope.
You, it's
that's
how
dope.
You style it, man.
That's dope. Holidays.
We get away with
holidays is coming soon. So you gotta buy somebody something.
I gotta buy somebody something? I'll think about that.
So let me ask you this question, right? Is there a difference between what you would buy your husband for something and what you would buy your boyfriend, I mean, for Christmas, and what you would buy your husband for Christmas? Your boyfriend for Christmas or your husband for Christmas?
A husband? If I was married and I had
if
a husband.
If you were married, yes.
I would know.
She's single, folks.
I am single. Mm-hmm. I would know, because men, y'all know how y'all are. Y'all like to drop hints. But sometimes men, when you're in a marriage, I feel like men don't say they need anything because they feel like I have everything I need. But you know, if you know your man, you know there's something that he really, really wants, but he never's going to ask you for it. So me, I would just observe and see like, damn, maybe he want a new watch or something. Hmm. Maybe he wants this. Maybe he wants that. Or I notice his behaviors and what he's... You, it's like a real study. A boyfriend, you could just buy them like a pair of boxers or...
Oh, damn.
Some clothes. Like some clothes
you
or...
You could just get some boxers.
Yeah, like some clothes. Something like... Just something like, that he could remember you by, maybe.
What's up with y'all buying socks and boxers
I,
for
no,
Christmas?
No, no, no.
Like,
never,
what is going
no, no, no,
on... With the woman who buys socks and boxers for Christmas for men. What is,
y'all
what,
need
what is that
it.
About? I mean, that's true. We do run it out.
When
I don't know.
When you put
the
boxers on, you're like, Essence gave me these boxers.
Facts. That's a super
so
facts.
So it's something to remember.
But then, y'all want a nigga to wear them shits when you come over. And she's like, wear them boxers.
No, I would never do that.
Wear them boxers I bought you. You're like, oh, I got to wear the boxers.
No, I would never do that. No. It's just, I think that's stuff that men... Like, kind of skip over. Like, y'all need boxes and socks. Because you can ask any female.
That's
I don't know about most females.
I'm a guy right here. I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I know.
I know majority of females have maybe at least 100 pairs of underwear.
And guys have, like, 50 underwears, too. But the thing is.
No.
Well, I do. But I'm saying the thing is, like. That's an accumulation over a long period of time. But then sometimes we wear things into the ground. So I understand.
Yeah, I do.
I understand. I have t-shirts that got loose stains on them that I still will
see,
put on and cook in them or whatever it might be. But y'all do the same thing, too.
No, not me, not I.
Every woman has that one. Every woman. Let's listen, folks. Listen. Every woman has that one pair of panties that has a hole in them. And every woman, look at her face.
Because it's not true. I don't have holy underwears.
Every woman has that one pair of... I'm lying. You don't have
I don't have no holy underwear.
Just one.
No. Maybe stretched out, but holy, no.
Stretched out. What do you mean stretched out?
Like after you wash it, for some reason, like some of the underwears, it gets like starts getting loose. Like it gets the
run
fabric.
It has a run.
No, not a run, but the fabric just starts when you throw it in the dryer. It gets pulled by the dryer somehow, so it starts to get the elastic in it.
So scientifically, the hole in the elastic got bigger, which makes it a hole.
No, it's just stretched out.
Hole in the goddamn underwear. Okay, every woman got. A goddamn, don't, we ain't listening to what she's saying right now. We're not listening. That's
it's
one.
So
and two,
so
every
stretchy.
Woman got a long ass t-shirt.
Oh, I have several.
Oh, several. Okay. A long ass t-shirt. T-shirts. Right. Big ass t-shirt that they got from a nigga.
Well, but, now you walk. Because we all got the t-shirts be lit though. I'm not throwing it away. It's a good pajama shirt.
So, because I saw this post that said, it said that a lot of women still rock t-shirts from other dudes around the new dude. So like you'll be in the house with like a long t-shirt and walking around and it's like you got the new dude around, but that's still the old t-shirt from the old
dude. No, I actually don't do that because I felt like there was a point in time where I would do that, but then I think somebody I was dating said something. It was like, that's another nigga t-shirt. I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're right. Let me throw this away. And now, mm-hmm. like, if I have to, like, if I have, like, somebody's stuff, like, harboring in my house, I throw it in the garbage. I'm like, I don't need to keep this person's energy attached to me from a t-shirt.
Right. Listen.
But I do get a lot of, like, shirts, promotional t-shirts. It look mm-hmm. like it's from somebody, but it's, like, big size t-shirts, and I like to wear them for pajamas. That's what I
like. Well, let me give y'all some more tips now that we giving y'all tips, okay? I'm going to give the ladies... some tips. Ladies, are y'all tuned in?
The ladies are tuned
in. Let me give you one tip right here, okay? I shouldn't even be telling y'all this right now. I shouldn't be telling you this. Before I even ask you any questions, I'm going to give you one secret right here. When you're driving, you might know this. When you're driving, okay? And you're going to pick up your man.
Okay.
Regardless of who is sitting in the passenger seat.
Right.
Make sure you pull that passenger seat back up. Because if that passenger seat is back, the first thing your man is going to think is that there was another nigga sitting in the goddamn passenger seat. Okay,
that's true.
Am I right? That. You know that because she got four brothers and shit, so she knows that.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, it's holiday time, like I was saying. That was the subject I was on. It's holiday time. Thanksgiving is coming.
Don't be caught slipping this holiday season.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't be caught slipping.
100%.
It's holiday season. This is the most time where people meet up.
Like, and break up too.
Okay.
And break up too.
Okay. Why you say that?
I think like the holidays, because it's like a lot, it's very family oriented. So it could be situations like, and this plays into my podcast, where you dating somebody, the holidays is coming up, and you want to test how serious y'all are or where y'all mm-hmm. at. You don't initially like push for the person to invite you to their Thanksgiving dinner with their family, but you kind of like hint it like, oh, what you doing for Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's where you could see like, where are you guys at in each other's life? Because if Thanksgiving is coming up and Christmas is coming up and y'all been kicking it every day and he don't invite you to Thanksgiving dinner with his family, mm-hmm. sis, you just the side piece. Or bro, you just the side piece. Like, you not really, y'all not really serious with each other. So it's like, I feel like this is a crucial time. Who doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with their loved ones and then Christmas
But what if you just met this person though?
Like, if you just met the person, I think mm-hmm. it's kind of like, the holidays gets people into this magical, like, this, like, love is in the air and all of these things. Because remember, it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then Valentine's Day comes up, New Year's Eve. All of these holidays is centered mm-hmm. around couples, family, togetherness. It promotes that a lot. So mm-hmm. it makes you, like, you could just meet a girl and you're like, okay, you met her 2 months ago. Christmas is coming up. Damn, should I get this for shorty? Would she think mm-hmm. this is too much? Or should I get this for him? Would my friends think this is too much? Or is this moving too fast? Mm-hmm. It kind of like pushes you into this place, this awkward place with someone that
where
you
have to.
Right, because then they're going to be like, damn, Christmas came up. The person didn't get me nothing. I thought we was getting mm-hmm. somewhere in our relationship. You know what I mean? So.
But if you just met, how long? Here's the question. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you're watching this on Facebook, and you're watching this on Instagram, I need y'all to comment.
Right. Please.
How long does it take for you to know someone before you invite them over for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving? Me, the way I am, it depends on the vibe I have with the person. Because you could meet somebody and just click with them.
Mm.
And it just feels like, yo, you could be like a really welcoming person, and then say if you kind of know the person's situation a little bit and you know they don't got no plans and mm-hmm. you know you come from a big family where y'all have a big thing every year and your family wouldn't even mind you bringing somebody, mm-hmm. then you'll mm-hmm. be like, yeah, come to my Thanksgiving with my family. I want you to see my family. And you know what I'm saying? But some people are like, nah, that's a little too like personal. I don't want you meeting my family.
I don't know. I would have to know you for a while to bring you to my mother's house.
Right, see? With men, I think it might be different. Because because I feel like with men, y'all get pressured a little bit more. Y'all bring a woman to Thanksgiving, your family gonna be like, you marrying this girl? Oh, you about to marry her? Why you bringing her to Thanksgiving dinner like that? You introducing her to the whole family? Big mama's in the back and you introducing
her? Why is that? That's so crazy. So it's different for a woman to bring a man over to a Thanksgiving function or a Christmas function.
Yeah.
So what would be the expectation for when a woman brings a man over?
I think, because I've brung like guys to meet my family and stuff, and my family's mad cool though. They just be chill. They're like, oh hi. My parents are like that. Like they just like. They just cool. So they be like, hey, what up? They don't look at it like,
oh he's just a friend.
Yeah, because I be saying that to them. Don't like, yeah, give me that. This is my friend, ma. Like, you know, I don't be like, oh, yeah, this is my joint right here. I don't talk to my friends like that. I say, yeah, this is my friend.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think, and now that you, when I really sit here and think about it as a man, bringing a woman around, the first thing your mother or your father or your aunts and uncles, the first thing they're gonna be looking up and down like, mm-hmm, who is she? She look nice. Mm-hmm. She look good. Where you met her at?
They want the whole tea. Yeah, right, in front of her though. They come like, where you met this one at?
Right. You ain't lying.
I saw her. That's her second plate now. You ain't lying. They be on y'all. I think with women it's a
second plate. Like, now that's speaking about that too. What kind of, because you just said second plate. How many plates are you taking home for Thanksgiving, folks? How many plates is it okay to, like, how many take-home plates can
from
you
from one
take?
Household?
Oh, you said from, oh, so you Thanksgiving hopping.
Because some people do that. They hop all over the place, go to other houses. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
If it's a lot of food, I'm taking a pan of food home.
I'm taking a pan of food
home. Come on now. If it's mad food and you know it's going to waste anyway, take a whole pan of food home. Don't take a plate, take a pan.
Ain't no shame in my game. I'm one of those people that, like, you know, I film a lot of events and shit like that. So I'm one of those people that
take a plate.
Will definitely walk up to the whatever table, the food exactly. table, and take a plate and be like, and if everybody ate, I'm taking me a take-home plate. I like to say things like that. That's a quote. If everybody ate,
right.
I'm taking me a take-home plate.
Exactly.
Y'all need to write that shit down. But yeah, holiday time is coming. And who do you invite over the crib? Who do you invite? Do you invite your boyfriend? Do you invite your friends? Who do you invite?
Usually on Thanksgiving, I mean, well, the past couple of years I've spent it with like other people, but I'll go to my family's house. I cook like something and I'll bring it. Like, I always like make sure I bring something.
Oh, you one of those. That's right. Bring some shit.
Yeah, because I always cook. I know you'd be seeing my posts. I always cook. So, cooking for Thanksgiving, that's like, I look forward to that. Honestly, I've been thinking about what I'm going to cook for Thanksgiving like the past 2-3 weeks. I swear to God.
You need to start teaching these girls these days. Some skills, man, because a lot of these women these days are not cooking, man. They just not doing it.
But you know what it is with that? It's either one with me and cooking, it runs in my bloodline. Like my parents know how to cook. I come from a family of people that cook. Mm-hmm. So I started cooking at 6 years old. Like I was young cooking. Mm-hmm. And then I love to cook. It's a passion. Mm-hmm. So it's like most people could cook. Like my sister was saying, and she said, some people know how to cook to survive. There's no extra pizzazz going into it. You could just cook to survive. Me, I cook that you, when you eat my food, you'd be like, damn, she loves to cook because you taste it in the food. Like, it's a difference. Some women, I feel like...
Not to cut you off, but does your macaroni and cheese hit? Taste like somebody grandmother?
It definitely does. People have told me I should open a restaurant, but I told them, I said, it's too much work.
I'm coming over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm gonna make make the turkey. Yeah, you can come. I'll make the turkey and the mac and cheese. I'm making turkey and mac and cheese, and my mom and my sister gonna cook the rest of the food, and my dad gonna cook the rest of the food.
I'm bringing the soda.
You could bring a Pepsi. My mom like Pepsi.
And your mom like Pepsi. Everybody's mama like Pepsi.
I don't know why. My mom needs to stop drinking Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi is not all that good. But at the end of the day, you know, when you get a certain age, it's like you enjoy the fun things of life, I guess. Like this one dude, this old man, he said that he makes sure he eats a bag of potato chips every day. He's like 80.
Aw, that's probably his little guilty pleasure.
That's what he does.
His little Lay's potato chips. everybody got something that they love to do and they love to enjoy. And it's like nobody's going to stop you from doing it. Like that's
a what is your vice?
Like something that I love to do and I won't ever stop doing it. I don't smoke like that. I don't drink like that. Mm-hmm. I don't indulge in like unhealthy foods. Like I like these cookies that I like, but I don't be like sneaking and eating them every day.
What's the
like,
name of the cookies?
Milano Pepperidge Farm. Those double chocolate Milano cookies. Ooh, Jesus.
Milano Pepperidge Farm. Holla at me. With thin, the sponsorship.
Yeah, they like these thin butter. Yo, I don't even want to talk about them right now. Because I'm going to get excited. I have two bags at home.
Get them shits. I'm about to go get some of those. We're going to have those on the next episode.
When I say they're good, when I say these cookies are beyond delicious, mm-hmm. it's like the perfect cookie. Like, mm-hmm. it's not messy. You just bite into it. The chocolate's there. It melts in your mouth. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
I love some chocolate. Chocolate is the best thing you could ever eat. What's going on out there, folks? I'm glad to see y'all chimed into the show. We on the red couch with Burn.
The red
couch. We got Essence here.
We talk about cookies in the holidays.
We talking about cookies. We talking about the holidays because that's how we had to set it off. I mean, you got a lot of fans going on.
Yeah, over I know. Here.
You got people chiming in.
I told them to tune in.
I'm glad that y'all tuned in right now on the red couch with Burn. We're going to get into the relationship talk in a minute, folks.
Yeah, because I know they be wanting to know.
Everybody want to know. We already know that you single.
Right, I am single.
Okay, we already know that you single. So, are you on any dating apps?
I do have dating apps. I do. Okay. But you know what be getting me mad about
I've never seen apps? You because I'm on all of them.
You know why it doesn't work with the dating apps for me?
Go.
Because my dating profile... they always think it's a catfish. They don't think it's a real person. So they're like, this is a catfish. And none of the people hit me up. Like, none.
I'm going to say that none. I'm probably going to agree with that because I've seen your body and you do look kind of like sculpted.
They think it's a catfish profile. Mm-hmm. And then, so I had to like go and put my Instagram in if you ever see me on a dating app, mm-hmm. I have to put my Instagram so they could go see it's not a catfish.
And then they probably think you're doing it for followers and shit.
Right, and I specifically have to put, you do not have to follow me because I don't need followers. If you're interested, hit me up. And then like people will be like, you know somebody's using your pictures on this app? And I'm like, see, it's not going to work out.
All right, so that's the question. How hard is it for a woman who looks as good as yourself? And we can say that, okay? She's not a stuck-up person. Nah, her head is not swollen. She's never been. But she's bad as a motherfucker, okay? She's my friend. I know her, okay?
10 years plus.
That's right. I've known her for years. Right, long time. How is it on a dating app for you when people don't recognize you as a real person?
Most of the guys that hit me up, they want to FaceTime me to see if it's really me. They'll be like, FaceTime me or add me on Snapchat so I can really see if it's you. That's what they'll do.
That ain't right.
Just to verify like this. And I'm like, but on these dating apps, my profile be verified. I already sent them my real ID verify my identity, but they still think it's like, they either think I'm like a sugar baby, an escort. Mm-hmm. There's girls that like go on dates with guys. I guess they be scamming them. I don't know what they be doing, but.
This is crazy.
That's the threshold that I get caught up in on the dating apps.
Peace. Somebody said peace, God, peace. Peace, God.
Peace, right. Love, and chicken grease. Hey.
All right. Yeah, nah, that's crazy. How many dating apps are you on?
I have.
Goddamn.
Two,
which is?
I have Tinder and I have Hinge. I had Bumble. I've had plenty of fish, but this is years ago.
All right, Hinge. You gotta holla at the dude. The woman has to holla at the dude.
No, that's on Bumble. That's on Bumble.
No, Hinge. Oh, wait.
Bumble. Oh, the woman have to say something first.
That's some shit.
Yeah.
They need Bumble for black people because it's a lot of white people.
Bumble for black people.
No, because it's a lot of white. Because BLK is like Tinder for black people. It looks just like
I didn't
like
try them. That one yet. I was like, I can't. I don't want to get on anymore because I'm just I'm over it. Like. When you up at night swiping, I'm like, oh God, no. Super like, and then you go to see his name is he's 85 and he lives in Chicago.
Oh wow.
Like we never gonna meet each other. Like
what are some of the other experiences that are really messed up or like that irk your nerves on a dating app? Like what are some of the other experiences? Like for me, I'm gonna give you one for me before you answer the question. For me, I don't like to read the same thing over and over from every woman's profile.
What? Wait. I want to hear about this. What does it say? Like, what is the dating app from your perspective? Because I don't know.
It's before I even say this, I encourage every woman to make a, my goddamn, my stomach growl like a motherfucker. I encourage every woman to make a male profile or whatever.
That would be
or
right.
Act like
cool.
Right. I encourage you not to be like a catfish, but I encourage you to do it.
That sounds like fun.
I encourage you to do it just to read what other women are saying. Okay? And because y'all always say that we say the same thing. That's what y'all say. Oh, y'all say this. I'm tired of guys saying this. I'm tired of guys saying that. Okay. Right? But y'all should take a look in the mirror. The first thing that y'all like to say is, bing, I like to travel.
I like to travel?
Is that on your shit?
I don't have that, no.
Okay.
No.
You one of a kind. You like, I know you know what I'm saying. After. You one of a kind, so I already know. One, bing, I like to travel. Two, this number two is like a whole fucking paragraph and shit. It's like, don't come at me with no fuckboy shit. And I'm not into threesomes. Don't what? Come at like this is it'll be like a whole thing about what you don't like. That's how most women's profile is on dating websites. And then they go into the height. Like I like them tall.
Wow. You know, yeah. I didn't know that. Well, I've never really asked a guy like mm-hmm. what it's like from their side, but this is very odd that they're saying what they don't like. You're supposed to, the bio part is about you. You're not supposed to say
a bunch of negativity.
I don't like this, I don't like that, but it's mine's does not say any of that. I don't talk about you gotta be this height or this, that. I specifically tell people mm-hmm. I have no kids. Mm-hmm. I love wine. I'm spiritual. I'm 5'5". Mm-hmm. I say positive things like I put what you seek is seeking you. Like I put like a quote or something.
Okay.
I say everybody be safe. Something positive. I'm not gonna be like no Daquans and you gotta be 6 feet. I didn't think
that's
that.
That's how that shit is.
I didn't know it was like you. That. I swear.
And then what we also see as men, we see transgenders.
Oh yeah. That definitely
on the woman's side.
I see it on the men's side too.
Oh yeah,
cross dressers
trying to hit you up as a woman.
Or I see a lot of couples too. Mm-hmm. A lot of couples, a lot of cross dressers that
okay.
They like women, but they like to dress like women too. So it's all types of like people out there, weirdos. I mean, honestly, me and my sister, my best friend, like when mm-hmm. we see something funny on Tinder, I screenshot it and send it to them, and we laugh about it. Like. Mm. Because the guys really be wilding out, though, on these websites. They do, some of them do way too much.
Give me a story.
Like, there's a, like, I made a skit. I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram. I was, like, swiping on Tinder in New York, be like, mm-hmm. and I dressed up like a gang member. I was like, it's either gang members or doms, like the guys that are like
I think I might have seen that
because that's what I was seeing at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is all of these doms on Tinder? Like they looking for women to just like have sexual escapades with. And then there's like dudes like what you said, girls be saying don't hit them up, dudes that have the blunt in their mouth or they have the bottle of Henny, like don't hit me up if you're not down to fuck the first night. Like it's what you looking for. I think if you attracted to that, dudes mm-hmm. that you just want to bang them out. I mean, there's women just as promiscuous
like,
as men.
Let me ask you this question. Is it okay to just be yourself and say what you want, or do you have to beat around the bush?
No, I think you should say what you want.
Well, guess what? A lot of guys feel like they're not going to get anywhere if they say what they want. They're going to feel like, you know what? I got to lie.
They're making it hard for me. So what do you mean? Like, what do you mean they gotta
because
lie?
You know how y'all always be like, oh, I've done everything for him. I've done this. I've done that. And I don't understand why he cheated. I'm gonna tell you why. Actually, you know what? I'm not telling you why.
No,
it.
Tell us why. Because
then I'm gonna have to tell the secrets. And then...
Oh, so that means you a cheater. So you know the secrets.
Nah, I'm actually
cheating.
Not a cheater. Nope, never cheated on a woman a day in my life. And you know that. And you know that. And you
know that. At every camera. And you know, every you know camera. That. You know.
No, no, no.
I can
no.
say the same thing. They all know that.
That's nah, but at the end, nobody don't play no games over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm official Burn. We don't play no games.
Official Burn.
We here with Essence.
Official.
On the red couch with Burn. You got a lot of fans up there. Somebody says, a guy is approaching you in person more attractive than meeting them online.
It is.
Is a guy approaching you in person more attractive than meeting them online?
It is. It's more refreshing to me. Because like, oh, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Online is like, I think online we create like this fantasy of the person, mm-hmm. what their voice could possibly sound like, mm-hmm. what they could smell like, how they really could be in person. It's like we set our expectations like high, mm-hmm. and then when we see them in person, it's like,
yeah. Oh. The pandemic changed things though,
so we had to adapt to that way of dating though. So that's why I'm on the apps because I'm trying to see like what's going on.
Pandemic definitely changed things. It definitely. Has us online and a lot of women online, women that you normally wouldn't see online.
Right.
Okay.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true.
So, you know, this goes into my next thing because I was actually thinking about this earlier. I was having a conversation at my job and one of the women there was talking about she's tired of guys sending her pictures of their meat.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I noticed that on dating apps, most of these guys, they're like
they do it
weird. They want you to add them on Snapchat like it's gonna go somewhere. And then when you add them on Snapchat, they're sending you videos and pictures of themselves. I don't wanna see your dick. I'm Snapchat? Not even on Snapchat. Like most of them, their thing is to get more followers on Snapchat. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
They just want to add you on Snapchat and send you pictures of what they're doing every single day. Like, I'm not a part of your fan base. Delete, block. I don't want to see your dick. I don't want to see what you're doing. You don't have to message me every single day. Delete. But guys do that. Like,
have you ever wondered why?
Why they send pictures of their meat? I mean, if I like it, if I'm sending you some pictures back, then obviously I'm entertaining it. But
I'm saying randomly, like.
Randomly?
Because you know a lot of women are saying, if you send something to my inbox, I'm going to look through your pictures and find your wife and then I'm going to send the pictures to her.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I would just block the person. Like, I had a guy that I met him, like, at my old job. I met him and I guess he liked me. I didn't know he really liked me like that. He sent me pictures of his meat and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this boy? Like, and then he comes to my job and act like everything is cool. Like, why are you coming to my job? Yeah, and then I get it. Like, yeah, you know, it's like maybe it's like kids when they want to show off their favorite toy to somebody. That's look what nice. I got. I'm like, I don't care if your dick is big. I don't care if it's an elephant trunk.
I got a theory.
Don't send it to me if I didn't ask you to send it to me. Like,
I got a theory. Oh, then that was another question I was going to ask you too. Do you ever ask?
I never ask somebody to send me a picture of their dick. I don't want to see your dick. Like,
okay.
I'm fine. Maybe I asked one person before. Like I'm not going to say never. Yeah. Maybe one time I was like, send me a picture or something. But I'm not a person that's like, yo, I'm going to see your dick. Pull that dick out. Put the dick in the bag. Like, I'm not like that. I don't want to see it for play. I want to see it for real. Like, I'm not going to say send me a picture.
Pull your shit out.
I want to see it for real. Like,
yo.
I don't want to see it on camera.
One time I went to this girl house. We grown. One time I went to this girl house, I didn't really know her like that, but we said that we was gonna fuck as soon as I got to her house. That's what we said. We said that that's what was gonna happen.
Oh, y'all was popping shit the whole week before. I'm fucked shit out
right.
of you. Oh, I'm fucked shit.
Not even the whole week before. It was like that day. It's like
y'all was just flirting.
I met her that day.
Oh, okay.
So spicy. When I got to her crib, I got upstairs. And as soon as I got upstairs, she said, pull your dick out. I was like, God damn, well, hold on. Shit, let a nigga just, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, relax. She's like, pull your dick out. I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Just give me a second. She's like, see, niggas be talking all that shit about
They do, though.
And you ain't ready. I'm like, but God damn, can I get a second? Can I get some orange juice and a cookie out this motherfucker? Like,
I guess she expected you to be hot and ready.
Like, come on now, season. Listen. Like, you know, and don't just do it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tyson, a nigga. Start kissing me. Kiss me on my neck.
I don't know. There are some men that are just hard for no reason at all times. And then there's...
That's you gotta, true.
Some people are... what is it? A grower, not a shower. Has to... You right. have to build that up in
In your mind. Sex is in the mind thing. I think it's damaged people, folks. When you're damaged, you gotta fucking fuck with your mind to make that... Build that shit up. I don't know.
I seen guys that they... They like... The sound of my voice makes their dick hard. Like, I don't know what could make a man get... Into that, like,
I'm gonna tell you
automatically, but
let me tell you, they have to be really into you,
right? Really attracted to you,
really attracted to you. There's some dudes that will fuck anything,
yeah, that's 100%
with four legs, true. Two legs, and two arms, fucking, and one eyeball. Okay, some dudes that will fuck anything. Those are the dudes that you might be referring to in a sense where it's like. The sound of the fucking water drop, like, girl, bloop, you heard the way that water hits your skin, girl. That shit made my dick
hard. Yeah, it's weird.
Right, or they might just be really into you, like that.
Yeah,
that might be the thing.
I think that's what I've experienced. Like guys that are like, they'll say like, they just like just my voice will turn them on or something, or I touch them like one swipe or something, or I just breathe on
one
them.
One swipe, like
them.
A metro card.
Yeah, just like touch it. Them, like you just touch them, like or touch their hand or touch the back of their neck or something, or it turns them on like automatically, like because yeah. It's you though.
Yo, this girl earlier was telling me that one of her friends walk around with measuring tape.
Why? To measure dicks? That's what she, so she's the dick measurer?
The dick measurer. Yo, that's
she's
mad
ready
funny.
For Duke.
And I said to myself, I said, yo, is she fucking that much?
Yeah, that's a little awkward, but.
That's a lot. You're fucking a lot if you're walking around with measuring tape. Expecting someone to show you some shit later on or one day or next week or whatever it might be. That shit is
maybe
nuts.
She gets like a thrill out of it, like mm-hmm. Okay, this dude was 12 inches, this dude was 9, this dude was 8. Maybe she writes their measurements next to their names or something.
That's bad funny.
I don't
You got a whole bunch of people on your joint.
What they saying? What they saying?
They're not saying that. They just loving it. They just liking it and loving it.
Because they know it's going to be funny. Like, they know how we be rocking out on Therapy Thursday. We be talking about
Therapy Thursday. What do you talk about on Therapy Thursdays? We on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Essence, and she has a show called Therapy Thursdays. Right. Tell us a little bit about that show.
So, Therapy Thursdays, we start, like, me and my best friend, Angie Sayless. Make sure you add her.
Angie Sayless.
Yes, she's the co-host.
I seen you on BLK, Angie Say Less. I seen
she's
you on BLK.
She's the co-host. And I think me and her, like, we're like the same as far as like mental wise. Like, we think the same way. We question things the same way. So we just started, like, before people were even going live on Instagram, we was just going live and we were just talking on there. We would just talk like how we would talk to each other on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then people started like really liking what we was doing. And then we turned it into a podcast. Mm-hmm. So we talk about like a lot of mental health things. Like we talk about our real life, like whatever we experience in our real life, we mm-hmm. bring it to the podcast. So it's like y'all hearing our real trauma. Y'all seeing our real us, whatever we have that's like uncovered that we probably never spoke about, family mm-hmm. issues, depression, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it's based on
sounds
mental
like
health.
Sounds like y'all coming from a, oh, yes.
It's based
like
on that. Mental health. And
I think I might need to tune in to the next
Yeah, we had a real therapist on the show. We had lots of guests on there, mm-hmm. like a lot of people and then we were really in the midst of it when COVID was in lockdown. When they killed, you know, they were killing all of these young black people.
They still are.
George Floyd. We were in the midst of it when George Floyd had passed. And we mm-hmm. talked about all of that. And we had a lot of, you know, young black men come on the app and talk to us about how it is to be a black man in America. Because we're women, so we don't know that perspective. So we have that platform to bring that awareness. Because we want to know, like, if we don't talk about it, how are mm-hmm. we going to know? Like, how would I know your experiences as a black man, as a black father? Shit. as a guy your age. All these experiences I will never live because
some
I'm
people
not
don't want to listen.
So we built the platform for that specific
on that reason. On that topic, like I was saying the other day on Facebook, it's a little group that my boy created called Parental Guidance.
Oh, that sounds dope.
And I said, a single mom and a single father, or a father that has a girl around, a young girl around, or his daughter around, and the mother that has the daughter around is two different things, right? I'm gonna tell you why it's so drastic, it's crazy, is that I cannot take a shower when I want to. The mother can, though.
Right.
Because you can walk around titty free. You can walk around butt naked. Nigga like me gotta fucking wait and put your clothes on and sit you over there. Don't move, okay? Just watch TV. Do this. And then now I could run and take a shower. Then I gotta put on clothes in the bathroom because...
Right, you don't want to expose yourself to your child.
Exactly. So those are some of the... That's just one
thing.
See,
we gonna have to bring you up there for a single dad episode. I would love that. I would love that. Because we, like I said, our platform... We want to know the perspectives of this of the topics that people don't talk about. Because you see, that right there, I know a lot of guys that have kids and that are single dads or consider themselves. I never heard one of them say anything like that ever.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit. So we got to get you. My daughter right now is saying, Daddy, you can't come in the bathroom. I'm a girl.
Exactly.
That but then she going to call me when she need help wiping herself. Though. But I'm just saying, it's like.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that's a really good topic. I would love to get you up there. Yeah, probably like you could be on the first episode because that is a deep topic.
Definitely.
Which men probably are, I'm not saying suffering in silence, but how do y'all psychologically process these things and deal with
it? Don't argue.
Right.
Don't argue with your baby mama. No, I just leave it alone. That's how you do. You just keep it going and you just try to, not create any confrontation and just that's it, and just hope one day everything will get better. That's if y'all separated or whatever, you know, because that is the topic that we're talking about right now. But yeah, definitely would love to come on your show to talk about that.
I would love that because that's actually very dope, and I thank you for sharing that with me because I know that's something super personal, but it's deeper than what people really think. So
hell goddamn yeah. You seen that movie with Kevin Hart? What's the name of that movie? Fatherhood on Netflix.
I think I seen that.
Yeah, it's called Fatherhood on Netflix. It's a movie with Kevin Hart and his name just happens to be Matthew. Like these niggas is watching me through the window or some shit.
He's stupid.
His wife died. And then he ends up having a child on his own, or having to raise a child on his own. And he has like a, he's trying to get support, but he doesn't know how to ask for the support the way that he should. So he tries to do everything on his own.
Right.
And, you know, it works out for him. And then people actually end up supporting him too. You know,
I'm gonna have to watch that before we have you on the show though. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So I could kind of see a little bit more into your world and then correlate it back.
Yeah, definitely. Nobody really, I don't really talk about like shit like that. But, you know, if you had me on the show, you know, I'm gonna try to be nice.
Yeah, you could try to be, but it's a safe space. So it's not like somebody's gonna be on, like, we don't have that, like, we've never had a show where men were bashing women in the comments or we bash men on our show. We do not do that. We have open dialogue where it's like we see every side of the perspective. Like, we don't get on there and be like, oh, that's why this is the... No. We get on the show to have a full understanding and have some growth after what we discuss. Like, it's amazing, like, what we've talked about on the show. And me and my best friend said this. I said, we got closer as friends from doing the podcast. Because we learned stuff about each other we never knew. Like she had childhood trauma. I had childhood trauma. I would have never known this. And this is my best friend of 5 years. Wow. So our podcast is deep. Like, it gets deep up in there. So
Wow. Thank y'all for tuning in to The Red Couch with Burn. We sitting here with Essence. I got to thank her for coming through a million and one times.
I told you I was coming.
I knew she was coming, but I was just like, I don't know, because, you know, a couple of people fronted on me. I don't want to call no names out.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Once I finish traveling,
when this show blow, because it is already blowing, you know what I'm saying? We just got to...
It's going up.
You know what I'm saying? The price of dick is going up.
Everything is going up.
Nah, but this is a special part of my show. It's a special part of my show. Your pork. All right, there you go. It's a special part of my show where I like to expose the talent of the artists that I have on my show. And first and foremost, that's how I met Essence. I think I remember that's how we met, right?
Yeah, it was like
on some rap shit.
On music or something.
Right, on some rap shit. And I lived around the corner from where we met, and then we went downstairs and then we made some music, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, she said that she's trying to shy away from the rap shit.
I am.
Before we got on camera.
I am.
And she said she sings, though.
I still rap for you. I don't mind.
Oh, so can I get both?
I'll rap for you.
I can't get the singing?
No. When I drop my new music, I'll come do a little.
All right, so I'll get a 16.
I could drop something for you.
Let me get a 16. All right now, you're on the red couch with Burn. Essence about to spit something real quick. I put you on the spot.
He said I put you on the spot. I'll drop a 60 for you.
We'll drop a 16. Let's go. Y'all tuned in? Hold on. Somebody said, so she a rapper turned singer? Somebody you want to talk? Why you talking, son?
Who? Nah, that's so me to Mix 50. He know.
Oh, okay. She a rapper turned singer?
I do both, guys. It's just I'm trying to just show y'all that it's more to life than just spitting bars. Like, everybody know I can rap, but it's like, I could do so much more. I want to expose the more.
All right, let me hear some.
It's like I got a genie gritting all of my wishes, feeling like deja vu because I keep shitting on these bitches. Ain't leaving no crumbs, ain't no need to do no dishes, no smoke, but if they want it, I'ma roll them like they swishes. My flow is hard, all these bitches is junkyard. They mad that I'm pretty even if it's an off guard. Take it up with yourself. Stop putting it on God. Find your best angle. Sit in front of your tripod. I know it's taking hours just for you to get dressed, but I ain't gotta worry. I already been blessed. I could never view y'all as a problem. My shit roll like dog, giving fucks without a condom. That's it. I'm no more rapping.
Oh, that's all I get?
No more rapping.
That's all I get. Look at the crowd was here. We got fire.
The baby doll in the corner looking like... baby doll been creeping me out. It's like this.
That's my daughter's doll over
in
the corner.
Yeah, it's rap, but it's like, I want y'all to see, like, there's, like, I feel like now as a female artist, like, it's like, out of nowhere, everybody wants to rap now. So it's like, it's not that I'm saying that I don't love rapping. I still don't go as hard. I have mad rapping songs, but I have so much other talents to bestow.
Like, yeah, the rap scene changed. A lot of violence going on in rap now.
That too.
A lot of violence going on. I feel like the record labels are going like this. I feel like they're saying, I want you, as an A&R, to go find me the most nastiest, grittiest, youngest, tattooed in the face, tattooed on the neck, bullet hole wearing killer. From fucking like some neighborhood or whatever. And that's where they find them. And then that person ends up dead or in jail.
That's the plot though. Because you make, you're worth more money dead than you are alive as an artist. For example, look at Biggie. They literally just said it's 27 years. Biggie's album has been in the top 200 on Billboard.
Right.
That's never been done. So he's still... He's almost 30 years in the ground. He's still making money. And what he was rapping about, don't shoot up the place because I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Lazy eye. I was high when they hit me. Took a few cats with me. Shit, I need the
they
company.
They all promote that lifestyle and end up dead. Tupac, Biggie, Pop Smoke. Do we have to keep going? Like, it's so much of them. And God rest all of their souls. But that's definitely the lifestyle that they promote. And then with the female rappers, you see what they promote, and they have to have BBLs now. There's no more natural body.
Oh, we gonna get on that female topic. Hold on though.
But you see the plot.
Hold on though. You're on the red couch with Burn. At the end of the day, I am not pleased. Even Snoop Dogg was on Hot 97 the other day, and he said, man, New York is the Mecca of rap, and like, it's not even the same no more. You know, and I want to like restore like hip hop and the way that hip hop was feeling back when, you know.
They say that,
but I'm not gonna say New York is New York rap is dead. But what's happening is it's a lot of the only popular rap coming out of New York right now is drill rap, and these kids are basically killing each other just to make a name for themselves. And like literally bragging about it on the internet, which is really weird to me.
That's what's being promoted as like, they like, social media glorifies them. Mm-hmm. Look at King Von dying. Look at FBG Duck dying. Mm-hmm. All of these young artists that have so much potential, and they trying to get out the hood, but they still so deep into the hood shit and the street shit that it's like it's gonna follow you in your music career no matter how bad you want to get out. Because if you remember Biggie Small story, they portrayed that Biggie was in the streets and Diddy was like, you got to pick between the music or the streets, you can't do both,
right?
And Diddy told him to get out the streets, but you see he still got killed on some street shit because it follows you your entire career, like no matter what.
That shit sucks.
It's sad. Like, it's super sad.
What I was talking to my boy the other day, and I said that I have a theory on why the young ones post their shit all over social media. And we think it's stupid and it's weird, right? We think that, but the reason why it's happening is because it's natural for it to happen for them.
Right.
It's like they were born
into the culture
of putting your shit online.
Right, yeah.
So that's what they're doing, putting their shit online. It's just like so simple to them, but to us it's like, what the fuck?
Right, like y'all snitching on yourselves.
Yeah, but that's what they do. And, you know, speaking of snitches, recently Alpo, I don't know if you know who Alpo is.
I was trying to get a little background on that because I'm not from that era.
Yeah.
Like, I know from Harlem. Mm-hmm. I know that they've just said that the Paid in Full movie was based off of him. And and I was like, okay, now I understand who it is. But I guess what they're going to say, every dog has his day. Like, or what comes around goes around. Is that like, you know? That's
and
like
you know what? Thing. And I don't want to wish death on nobody. But it's like, if you moving around and you know that you are wanted in these streets and you just moving around recklessly, then I guess that you just felt like you wanted it to happen.
Right.
Somebody said, everyone has their preferences. However, hip hop is competitive and all these artists are dissing each other with the same style and no more originality. Yeah, that's what it kind of is. Everybody's just dissing each other.
Right, they dissing each other, but can't really back that up in real life. Like, I don't understand. Like,
I don't know.
like when 50 Cent and D-Block was beefing and Jadakiss, I really thought they was gonna kill each other.
Back in the
day. Like they was not playing. Like when Jadakiss dropped Checkmate, he said, "I'm gonna auction the car that you dying." Like, I'm gonna auction off the car that you dying. Like, hip hop was.
About when he said, "Be cool, before I swell up your lips like seafood."
Yes. That's real hip hop beef, and they had to iron it out. Like, you see, like 50 Cent and Ja Rule's beef, it's never getting ironed out. Never. It's never going to. That's real hip hop beef. The beef that I see now with hip hop is off of social media. Oh, pussy, pull up on live. You gonna tell them to pull up on live so you can have the evidence?
I was just watching some young boys. It was like 10, 11, 12. I'm like, 10, oh 11, my god,
I'm done. A 12-year-old.
Yeah, we gotta stop this. You know, I'm not like, I love hip hop music and I love to talk about what goes on around all of us and the community and all that. And I love to promote the positivity and, you know, you talk about all the negative shit you want. But we're gonna have to stop the killing. God damn it. We're gonna have to stop this shit. Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z just got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
What are some of the requirements?
I think you have to have sold a certain amount of records.
Mm-hmm.
You have to at least have a certain amount of accolades musically to get into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, you don't get into there by saying you're gonna shoot everybody that you see and it's on site when you see your ops. Like, Jay-Z does have songs where he says stuff like that, but he said it in a smooth way. in a way where it's like, don't play with me because I'll take it there. He let you know.
Okay.
He'll take it there. But he ain't telling you, I'm a pull up when I see you. It's on site. My shooters. He don't say that. He said, I have somebody that can handle that for me. Fact, like, he says it in an elegant way.
And, you know, he does say that he will, you know, he might have to touch you himself. You know what I'm saying? No, you know. But he says it in a slick way, just like you just said. Who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? Who do you like?
I don't like really listen to the music now. I like, if I do, like, I'm in the car, in the club or something, and I hear people's music, but like to really go and click on it and listen to it. Mm-hmm. I like Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg Yo.
I like his music because I think he just stays relevant to the times.
Every
like,
time somebody come on my show, they mention Moneybagg.
Because his music, I like his music. I think he's unproblematic. He don't be out here talking about he don't be beefing with nobody. He's Moneybagg Yo. Like, he gets to the bag. I like what he, like, his music is catchy. He always says things that are relevant to right now. Like, mm-hmm. he be like, I don't got time. Like, every slang that comes out.
Every time somebody come on my show, they either mention Moneybagg Yo or his girl because of her BBL.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to mention Moneybagg Yo.
Booty large.
I'm going to mention Moneybagg Yo because he's an artist that I will go on my iPad and be like, put on Moneybagg Yo because mm-hmm. I want to hear his music. Or, That's kind of really it. I listen to like frequency music. I don't listen to music that has words because my music, I like it to come from a pure creative state. Like, I don't want my music to sound like nobody mm-hmm. else's. So I try not to listen to other
people's
music.
What do you think about, like, how, cause like right now it feels like you have to be sexually exploited as a woman, as an artist, or as a artist who's a woman. In order to make it, like, look at Cardi B, look at Megan Thee Stallion, Lizzo. Lizzo is sexually exploiting herself.
Yes.
And we was talking about the type of music you like. I'm going to tell you what type of music I like right now.
What you
mean? Old school shit.
Yeah, that's what I be listening to.
Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Old school R&B.
Ooh, don't get me started.
I even got my daughter on it. That's what we like to do. We listen to old school R&B. It's a lot going on right now and on the music scene where I can't really feel the music. I like Young Thug's music a little something. I like, you know.
Yeah, I like Young Thug too, but I wouldn't like listen to it though. I like it, but I'm not gonna
like
go
that.
Search. Yeah, I love that song. I love that song. Yeah, it's certain songs I enjoy it, but like listen to it every day, mm-hmm. no. Like if I'm in the club, I'm gonna turn
it. I like that song. I like Little Baby. Little Baby is dope.
I like Little Baby too.
I like Da Baby. I don't know why they what's up all this canceling shit going on, but the baby is dope.
He definitely ain't canceled. They tried it, but
well, that's what he can't perform in a lot of places though.
What? He was just in Dubai performing for the royal family. He's okay. Still gonna get a bag. Like, he don't.
Regardless, right?
Like Dave Chappelle, they gonna still get a bag. Like,
man, Dave Chappelle's my man.
They could try to cancel them all they want to.
Dave Chappelle is one of the most controversial comedians of all time because he's attacking real issues, especially for black people.
Right.
So shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Shout
if
out
you
to
love
him.
Dave Chappelle, make sure you subscribe to my channel because we're gonna talk about more Dave Chappelle shit later on in more episodes coming. We got Essence in the building.
Woo-hoo.
On the red couch with Burn. I'm so glad
finally,
you came.
Right?
We normally, you know, we be talking about BBLs and shit. You know what I'm saying? On my show, we talk about booty large. That's what I call BBLs.
Booty large.
Right. We talk about getting work done.
People ask me that too. They ask me
they
if
ask
I
you
got,
if you got
work
done.
Yeah.
Oh.
People definitely think I got my body done.
Well, there's only one way to find out, folks. You have to stand up and show the world. You got to stand up and turn around.
But I feel like you could tell I don't have a BBL.
I don't know.
People,
there's
you know what it is?
There's only one way to find out. The world, your fans want to see you stand up and turn around.
But you know what's funny? I never post my body, like, really on social media. I don't never be no. like, oh, guys, look. Like, this is not a BBL.
Your
like, you could see.
Fans want to see.
You could see that. You could see, like, the ratio of the legs, everything. It's not, like, I naturally have a shape, so.
Oh.
It's not BBL. This is being in the gym and eating healthy and keeping your weight.
Y'all saw it live.
We're supposed
on
to
official
be
Burn. On the red
couch. I never show my butt like on social media and stuff.
Boom,
like
boom,
that.
Boom, 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 boom. See?
Never. I never do that. Cause I'm
exclusive.
Like, I don't need to do that. Like,
well, she showed it. Y'all know. that, and that's how we gonna end the goddamn show. Y'all know she showed it, and y'all know that
it's real enough. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that good yard food. I'm crying.
That's that good yard food. What do you eat all day? That's what they want to know.
People do ask me that. They're like, "What do I eat?" And like stuff like that. I mean, people that watch my stories and my Facebook posts, I eat healthy foods. Like,
do you greasy shit?
No, I don't try to eat like fried chicken too often. Mm. I really don't. I don't eat like macaroni and cheese. I don't eat like stuff that's high carb counts. Like, I don't eat that. I eat a lot of seafood because it's lean. I cook at home too. That's another key to it. Cooking at home.
See that stove right there?
Ooh, cooking at home keeps the weight off of you because when you go into these restaurants, they microwaving the food. They throwing mad pasta, grease, oil, butter on the food.
All over the fucking place.
Just to make it taste good and y'all not knowing, it's not always healthy. Like, unless you go into like a 5-star restaurant where they really cooking the food, you going to Applebee's, they heating it up in the microwave. That's not
nasty.
Yeah, it's just not like nasty. Real food. So, like people that have followed me from MySpace days when I was younger, I think the reason why people think I have my body done is because they see my weight like go up. They're like, "Damn, your breasts got bigger and your body got thicker." And I'm like, "Y'all just watching me grow up. That's all. Like, this is grown women."
Right, because they remember you
when being slim. Like when you met me, I was slender, right? I was skinnier than this, right? Not too much skinnier.
I don't remember, but I do know that you had a little something.
I had a little something.
I remember that. I wasn't looking. But I was looking. I was looking, but I was looking. You had a little something.
I'm crying. I always had like a big butt, like since I was a child.
Yes.
I always did.
That. Yes, you're right.
I always had a big butt.
You're right. Now that I have to think about it now. Yeah, I see it now. But now that I really go back, I remember that shit was like, phew. I was like, oh my God, what the hell is that?
And I was like 17, 18 years old.
Right.
So yeah. People are just watching me grow up. They're like, no, she got a BBL. She got thicker. Her boobs got bigger. No, even my best friend, she said her mom asked her one day, like, did Essence get her breasts done? And I was like, no, that's just like I had the boob tape and I taped my boobs up for a photo shoot and people thought I had my breasts done because they were like so perfectly, you know, centered. I said, no, that's boob.
You know
tape.
What's great is that I haven't seen you since back then, right?
Right. We haven't seen each other in 10 or more years.
Yes, right. So that's one. Two, to see you as a woman, like an actual woman.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's dope, right?
Right? That's one, two. And you're not as rough as you. Because I remember. Used to be like, nah, son, on some shit. Used to be a little rough. You was feminine, but you was also rough. You had four brothers, like you said, but I'm just saying.
Right.
But I'm just saying, though. She was ready to...
I mean, Brooklyn, that was the type of time I was on. Like, it was East always... New York. I was up to no good in East New York when I used to be out there. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm thanking you for coming on the show, Essence. You came out. You rock with a fish, you burn. I love to talk about the trending topics. Very rarely get a chance to talk about trending topics on my show because it's always about that person and da 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 da.
No,
let's talk
about the trending topics. So,
definitely, I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about those things. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about all the nasty. Nah, we didn't talk about nothing nasty, but hopefully.
A little nasty.
And a little something, but hopefully in the future, you know, when you come back. Because I'm throwing a podcast party.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Shit, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. But yeah, thank you for coming out, Essence. Red Couch with Burn. Y'all need to go subscribe to the Red Couch with Burn on YouTube. And also go on Instagram and go to @RedCouchWithBurn. Go on Twitter and go Red Couch Burn. It's not with Burn on Twitter because somebody already took that. Ridiculous.
Okay.
Some bullshit, right? Like,
who else
serious?
Got a red couch and who else's name is Burn?
Either that or I think it was too much characters. I think it might have been one of those. I'm not sure, but fuck it. I love y'all too.
Yo.
Anyway, and facebook.com/redcouchwithburn or just @redcouchwithburn. And then also hit Essence up @EssenceOfficial
yes.
on Instagram. You got anything YouTube. You want to say to the people?
Yes. Please subscribe to my YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm about to drop a lot of new music, mm-hmm. a lot of new visuals. Mm-hmm. Y'all about to see a whole different, I would say, phase of my music and me as an artist. Mm-hmm. So I need y'all to subscribe. So once I drop my new stuff, you'll be the first people to see it. I'm going to do like YouTube launch parties for my videos, official launch parties on Zoom. So please add me on Instagram. Essence Official on Twitter is Essence Official with a one instead of an L because somebody, like you said, took my username. On Facebook, yep, it's Essence Official too. It's the same thing. I have my podcast page, Therapy Thursdays NYC.
Therapy Thursdays.
Yes, my media company.
Come get your therapy.
Yep, get your therapy on Thursdays. We're going to be back for season company. 3 soon. Then my media company, Queens World Media.
Okay. Yes, I've seen that.
Just add me on TikTok, Essence Official. You'll see like funny videos and skits I be doing on there. On everything.
Yeah, I seen the one. Essence I seen Official. The one when you was like, how women choose to go, like how they get ready to go out, and you was turning like this, like a robot. That shit was dope. I was like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like content creation. Like that's a part of what I do.
I gotta do some company. TikTok videos. Yes, thank y'all for coming out to the Red Couch with Burn. Tune in for more greatness.